American Cattle News. I'm Bill Baker.
It's a pay-to-play situation.
That's Bill Bullard, who heads the group RCAF USA, on his recent visit to Washington, D.C.
We have the privilege of listening to several congressional members that are working hard to reform trade, that are supporting President Trump's tariffs on steel and aluminum, and I think would look very favorable towards country of origin labeling. All of these members of Congress were supporting the president's trade reforms and were catching a lot of heat from their own party. But what I learned that was quite alarming was this, that there is a pay-to-play system built right into Congress. And it's a system in which you have to pay to be a chairman of a committee or to even have a seat on a committee in some instances. For example, they say that in Washington, D.C., the committees like the Appropriations Committee and the Ag Committee, they're labeled as being committees that are A category, B category, C category, or don't care category. In other words, the committees in which the lobbyists will pay the most are the A committees, like the Appropriations Committee. And the price of being a chairman is $1 million. And a price of being a subcommittee chairman is $500,000. And for a seat on the committee, some members of Congress were offered a seat for $300,000. Now, the money, according to the representative, goes to the National Republic Congressional Committee. And so what we have in Washington is a pay-to-play system in which those who achieve the most influence do so because they are actually paying for a seat on our democratically controlled government in Congress. That's alarming. I wasn't aware of it. If you have a committee like the Agricultural Committee that has a lot of lobbyists, those lobbyists will work with a potential committee chair to make a donation to the National Republican Congressional Committee, and there's supposed to be a committee comparable to that for the Democrats. So this isn't just one party. This is how Congress functions.
And that's Bill Bullard, who heads the group RCAF USA, the Ranchers Cattlemen Action Legal Fund. Stay with us for the latest news from the cattle industry. I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.